Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on 2FM.
Weekdays from 7.
And you're very welcome back to the programme. 51552 for your text. You can tweet us at GameOn2FM. And we are going to go to the States and say good evening to Jeff Shepherd. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great, Damo. How's it going, buddy?
Not too bad. You're in the midst of spring break. What is a man doing sober enough and being coherent enough to be able to speak to a man like me on national radio in the middle of your spring break?
But you're precluding many things in your statement
it
there.
Is,
but
it is early in the day.
You know, yes, it is. But my boys are in school. My wife is a teacher. My mother-in-law is a principal, and they all get off for spring break at the same time, which means we're not staying home. So we have come over to the beautiful, as they say, Emerald Coast, Orange Beach, and went to a Jimmy Buffett concert on Tuesday night. So saw the parrot heads and all that foolishness. And we're in Pensacola, Florida today, just kind of hanging out. So good. We'll see where the day takes us.
Well, I wish you well with it. I hope the weather holds up and I hope the kids behave and you get to enjoy a bit of rest and relaxation as much as the madness of being a parent. Will you be staying up late tonight to watch the NFL draft? This kind of reminds me of my teenage discos back in the day. 254 people waiting for their name to be called out, waiting for someone to tell them they're the one. And knowing my luck, if the way it used to be, I'd be the 254th as the light started to come up. So it's a big weekend in the lives of an awful lot of very promising young sports people.
It really is. And, you know, just so you know, you might not be aware of this, but they do have an actual award that's given out to the last person picked every year. It's called Mr. Irrelevant. and they get a whole bunch of prizes and all this other stuff. I'm not making that up. You should look into it. But, yeah, you know, it really is kind of, you know, it's an opportunity every year for teams to kind of reset and figure out the direction that they could be going in for the next couple of years. It really is proven that the way you can really build the foundation and the bedrock of your team is in the draft. I mean, yes, you can make a splash in free agency, but you know you're going to spend a lot more money that way, and you're filling kind of one specific need in one position. At the draft, you can address a lot of needs in a 2 or 3 day period that you know you can build the foundation of your team. I mean, you look at the most successful franchises. I mean, obviously the Patriots, they are big on the draft. I mean, they very rarely do anything big in free agency other than lose players to teams because they have a plan as to what they're going to pay. But you look at the Patriots, the Saints, their success the last couple of years, they have made immediate impacts with the players that have been drafted the last 2 or 3 years with Alvin Kamara and Marshawn Lattimore and different things like that. So the Arizona Cardinals are the first team up on the clock. They've got a new head coach in Cliff Kingsbury who comes in from Texas Tech University, which is an odd situation. He was fired in college, and he lands an NFL head coaching job. So a lot of people are scratching their heads. They just drafted a quarterback last year, and the consensus is they'll probably draft a quarterback again this year in Kyler Murray, who won the Heisman at Oklahoma last year. So you know, then you've got to ask yourself, well, what are we going to do with Rosen? And you've got yourself an automatic quarterback battle. Can you trade him, you know, for a couple of more picks this year or next year? So I think that's what a lot of the drama is going to be kind of at the beginning of the draft. And then you'll look at other teams, you know, what are the Giants going to do about Eli Manning? Are they going to go ahead and address that situation and try to get a quarterback? They need some receivers because they lost Odell Beckham Jr. Again, this is an opportunity for teams to kind of hit the reset button and set the new course for where they're going to be going in the next couple of years.
You mentioned Mr. Irrelevant. We'll come back to that in a moment. But in terms of the pressure that falls upon the shoulders of the guy who's the first pick, and I'm thinking like John Elway famously went on and achieved a thing or two. O.J. Simpson famously went on and allegedly committed a thing or two. I don't want to necessarily say a poison chalice, but is there an infamy that comes with being number one pick that can be hard for some guys to shoulder?
Yes, and it depends also on the position. Again, it could be a quarterback this year. And so, I mean, we've been speaking about this for so long. It's just the quarterback takes an unnecessary amount of the credit and an unnecessary amount of the blame. I mean, nobody does it themselves. But when you're the number one overall pick and you're a quarterback and you could potentially, you know, be given the keys to the franchise, yes, there. I mean, that's just fair. It's an unfair burden that is put on somebody. You know, if it's some, you know, sometimes if it's an offensive lineman or a running back, or even a defensive player, like it's been in years past, the guys that are kind of in the interior, you don't necessarily see them every single play. There's a little less pressure, but the pressure is still there nonetheless, because I mean, you are pretty much at that point, you're now the face of the franchise that you're going to. And if you're going to a smaller town, you know, a small market city, the pressure is going to be big. If you're in a big market city, maybe you kind of get lost in the shuffle, but you're in New York or you're in, you know, Los Angeles or, you know, Dallas or something like that. So, yeah, there is a very serious amount of pressure that, you know, you're basically being staked with the keys to the future of the franchise.
Yeah, so for every Peyton Manning in 98 or Eli Manning in 2004, there's a Michael Vick in 2001, so be careful what you wish for. I was looking up some of the stats as well. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. Nat King Cole's grandson is amongst the potential picks this weekend. Elijah Holyfield, who is his father apparently was a boxer back in the day, he's in there as well. So there's a couple of interesting names to keep an eye out on. Before I let you go, NBA playoffs. I think an awful lot of people would have thought the Warriors would have been home and hosed, but they're not having it as straightforward as they would have expected.
No, the Clippers are just refusing to go away. Dare I say, Damian, they are a bit frisky in this playoff series.
To get back to that disco analogy.
Warriors are up. That's right. The Warriors up 3-2. The Clippers won game 5 last night. Lou Williams, kind of a career sixth man in the NBA, kind of coming off the bench for many teams over many years, really having an unbelievable playoff series right now. You know, we know that the Warriors have been great for many years now. I mean, they were great before Kevin Durant went there, and since he's been there, they're obviously better. They have realized, though, that, you know, you don't have to play at 11 every night of the season. But they take the chance of, we're just going to be able to flip the switch and we'll be able to get there when we need to get there. And so far, they haven't been proven wrong. Minus one final series against LeBron. Other than that, they've really dominated this league for the last couple of years. But I don't think they are the overwhelming consensus this year by any stretch of the imagination. I think, you know, it's almost a coin flip between them and the Houston Rockets to come out of the West. And Houston legitimately had a chance to beat them last year, except they missed 27 threes in Game 7. So I don't think that's going to happen again this year. So. Okay. The Warriors will have their hands full with James Harden and the Houston Rockets. And you look at a team like Portland, Damian Lillard the other night hits 50 points, a game-winning three, a series-winning three at the buzzer to knock out Oklahoma City and Russell Westbrook, who have got a lot of questions to address about their future too. So the West is a lot more competitive than the East, you know, has been, and it's even more competitive this year amongst the teams in the West. So the next month will be very interesting to watch out there.
Okay, we'll see how it plays out. Shep, good to talk to you. Enjoy that break. Thanks so much for being with us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good stuff. Shep with us there as he is on Thursdays. Thanks to Graham. Thanks to Ronan from Damien O'Mara. Till tomorrow night at 7. Good luck. Tara's on the way.
This is 2FM. Game on 2FM.
With Gillette, new SkinGuard Sensitive Razor. The first razor of its kind designed to stop irritation on sensitive skin. Gillette, the best a man can get.